that's what we'll be working on going forward, getting into some of the details of the budget and where that will fall as far as overall levy increase. I think trying to understand the various pieces, you know, of our levy versus the local government aid that we receive and how those play together and what the specific details will be of what that means for personnel and positions. Generally with salary and benefits, we kind of figure $80,000 per employee, so that, you know, with those kind of reductions, we'd be looking at impacts on personnel. So those are things we want to obviously look at carefully, and we'll do so over the next intervening months. But just getting that initial direction, whether it be open positions, we have a retirement or the like, certainly some of our part-time positions we're holding off on, just getting that clear direction from council that those are the steps that we should take preliminarily here as we look towards the budget. And this is all with a mindset that we're talking about for the 2021 budget. We don't have to certify our levy until the end of September and then final certification in December. So we have time. We're being proactive. We're working on the front end of this so we can get out in front of it and deal with it in methodical and prudent fashion while understanding that all these decisions do have implications for our residents, both in terms of property taxes and in terms of services that we deliver to our residents. So they won't be taken lightly, and we certainly understand the challenges that we're all in with COVID, and that's why we've done the budget exercise that you mentioned and looking at where we can make reductions to try to accommodate that while also fairly compensating our employees with the same that they're getting in other similar communities in Minnesota.